If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Welcome to Toy Drive Week.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, man. Here, for true story, for real and for true, I'm a wreck. Every year, my wife will tell you, I'm a wreck this time.
Understandable.
I'm a mess.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, dude. It's a big week.
I don't have any control.
I get it. Listen, that's, you know what? God bless self-awareness, though.
You get it.
Yes.
We get it.
Yeah. The fact you can admit it out loud is beautiful.
I can't prep my way out of this. I can't plan my way out of this. I can't work my way out of this.
Hear that deeply.
If we could start right now, it'd be so much better.
I know. What is it? Like the 3 days leading up that's having you a nervous wreck?
It's been since Friday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Literally
just
since
too much
Friday.
Time to think about it.
Because Thanksgiving was over. And then here we go. Yeah, and I'm just down. I'm a wreck. And it's dumb, and I hate it.
I have to tell you, I went to a lot of events this weekend,
Yeah, you did.
If there was an event, I was at it. And everybody is so excited. Everybody talked about it on the mics or wherever they were able to announce Toy Drive, and people were so into it. They're ready. The city is ready. The community is ready. It was awesome.
Well, we'll find out soon enough, won't we?
Yeah, that's what they said.
3 days, baby. They said it, whether it's really, that's how it is.
No, we'll see. It all starts Thursday morning at 6 a.m. NV Energy. You know the drill. The weather's gotten, I told you, with the weather get cold.
Yes.
Here we go.
It knew.
Yeah. And away we go. Okay. So let's go back to you. So Wednesday, Tivoli Village, right?
Yes.
Wednesday night for the tree lighting.
Yes.
Thursday, Thanksgiving. And you performed.
Performed, and my dad and I went and fed the 911 dispatchers.
And where did that come from?
When I tell you, everything came last minute and was like, do you want to do this? Famous Dave's, when we worked with them last year.
Yes.
The guy that owns it, Alex, he comes to Delilah all the time and we've become pals. His family's wonderful. They watch me come and sing. So he had this idea that we threw together so quickly. So my dad and I got to feed the 911 dispatchers. It was awesome. My dad was on his best behavior. Thank God. And then I sang that night. Yeah.
I was going to ask what could possibly have happened.
Oh my God. No, it's anything you could think of.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then Saturday was Jonas Con. The Jonas Brothers were in town.
Which also happened last minute.
Also, everything last minute.
Adrian, they send Michaela to go host Jonas Con.
I saw that. I didn't even know there was Jonas Con. I thought it was just the concert.
You guys, well, exactly.
Tell everybody what you and I were talking about just a second ago in your room about Jonas Brothers and how people react.
First of all, if you're a Jonas Brothers stan, you're nuts. Like, you love them. You know everything. And the fans were like insane. They were so excited, so into it. Jonas Con was so cute. It's like this little thing that they do to promote their Christmas movie that's coming out. So it was like all Christmassy, all super exciting. Our listeners came out.
They should do it for every show. And every band should do that.
I agree. I feel like it was so awesome, and what a way to like kick into their show. So at the last minute when we were done, somebody from their team was like, okay, do you want to do a meet and greet? And everyone was like, wait, what? Like, that was not even part of the deal. So we were like, yeah, obviously.
Because you were giving away meet and greet passes.
Of course.
And so they said, do you want to just go too?
And yeah. We were like, yes. So we did. The nicest guys, by the way, so nice.
Oh, yeah.
And sing their butts off, like live singing. But I was in my Chemical Romance era when they blew up. So you were either like a Jonas Brothers stan or a My Chemical Romance stan.
Oh, that's funny.
And so that's where
so
I lived.
That's so funny.
The two really, different
when
tables
were, when you were in school. Yeah.
Right?
Two different tables, right. One or the other.
Exactly. I was like, am I emo girl face? Okay. So like that was what I was doing. But they were so great. Wonderful. Our listeners were there. It was very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
No, it's in the... again, if you love Jonas Brothers, you super love Jonas Brothers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so your one night off, you did Jonas Brothers.
Yes.
And then yesterday?
Last night we did the event benefiting a fan at House of Blues, Blue Christmas.
Billy Gilman.
Billy Gilman is one of the best singers I've ever heard live, yep. Also. Beautiful.
What's it, what show was he? Was he a Star Search guy? I think he was a Star Search guy.
I don't know. I just know that he blew up when he was 11.
Yeah, when he was super young.
Yeah, super young. And then had like a couple Grammys and is just like still killing it. But there as well, they were like, are you excited about Toy Drive? And the audience was so into it.
Is he a Vegas guy?
Yes.
Stop it.
He's not from Vegas, but he lived in Vegas. And yeah, still does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the nicest guy, like literally.
God, he's 37. He looks 22.
Yeah.
He was on The Voice, by the way.
The Voice. Oh, he was the, oh, was he the first one on The Voice?
Yeah, season 11, the audition for the U.S. 11,
never mind.
But was that after he already had success as an 11-year-old?
Yeah, I want to say there was something before The Voice. There wasn't?
It was either Star Search or he just got...
He got discovered.
Discovered early on.
Yeah. No, he just got discovered early on.
Back in the day, you guys, before there were singing competitions, sometimes you would just get discovered.
Sometimes people would just show up. they would find them.
Yeah, sometimes you just
it was amazing.
Got lucky.
Yeah, there wasn't a TV show to launch you towards stardom, nor was there the internet.
Exactly.
Where you could get, you know, streaming and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy times. And in that time was a group called NSYNC. And NSYNC.
Yes.
And NSYNC. To celebrate, and artists would often celebrate the holidays by putting out a holiday song. It was a popular thing to do for a long time, and they became hit records on the radio.
That sounds wild.
And this one in particular by NSYNC was adopted as our official song, our theme song, if you will, of Toy Drive, which begins on Thursday. So let's go. Toy Drive Week, y'all. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. Sorry, and I like playing the album version. I just like the longer version of it in the whole thing. And it just, yeah, now I'm ready.
Yes. Okay,
now we're ready to go. Every time I hear Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, now we're ready.
Yeah, not M&M's till I collapse. Nope. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Dude.
Let's go.
Was that not the greatest on Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, that too,
with
yes.
Jack White and, oh, my good halftime.
What happened?
Halftime show.
For the Lions?
And Eminem came out with, so Jack White was the halftime show, and it was produced by Eminem. Remember we were talking about
Where
I asked you what executive produced meant? Well, apparently that meant that you can come on stage in the middle of Jack White's set and just crush a mashup.
Wait, that's awesome.
Until I collapse. If that was sick. See, and I feel bad because I'm not, the Bad Bunny thing is going to be fine. Bad Bunny at Super Bowl halftime is going to be just fine. Fine.
It's going to be fire.
It's going to be great.
Yes.
But then Eminem and Jack White. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
So good. And this guy got everybody talking.
I
got
to watch it.
This is what they should be doing.
But didn't Eminem do a halftime a few years ago?
Eminem's been in charge of the Lions. He's going to be in charge
of
the past 4 years.
Super Bowl. Of Super Bowl.
Right, but didn't he do Super Bowl?
He came out with Snoop and Dre.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my God. I got to watch the performance.
Okay. Then the Cowboys halftime. Post Malone, who's on the ragged edge of emotion because he loves the Dallas Cowboys so much. Because he grew up there, right? When he was like 9, they moved there. He's a huge Dallas Cowboys
love
fan. So he's doing halftime show and crushes it. Just destroys
it.
Okay, so it was phenomenal. I was in a food coma.
And everybody's like, oh, no, wait a minute. And it's just all the people that don't know. No, they're not being racist. They just don't know Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Everybody wants to tie everybody to some evil plot.
Well,
but
I'm going to say, well, listen, if you don't know Bad Bunny, I promise you it's going to be absolute
flames.
It'll
be fine. You won't understand a freaking word, but it'll be, or you won't know any of the songs. You'll be fine.
Yeah. They also put the year-to-year comparison because last year for Detroit, Jack Harlow came out. Little rinky-dink, little ice cube, cubicle igloo thing in. And then they showed Eminem, and they're like, the difference when you're the boss and get to make the decisions.
Yeah, that's the Eminem effect. That's the Eminem effect. All right, first pick coming up in just a minute. Enchant going on now. Las Vegas Ballpark, Night of the Nutcrackers, World's Largest Christmas Light Maze, Ice Skating, and more. Four tickets for you. Four.
Woo-hoo!
Outside of Thanksgiving, that's an easy putt. Outside of Thanksgiving, what was the absolute best part of your weekend? We'll do that next.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Let's go. Enchant. Four tickets for Enchant's Night of the Nutcrackers at Las Vegas Ballpark. World's largest Christmas light maze. Ice skating, more now through December 28th. Swing through and chant, and then come over to Toy Drive. Make a donation. That's the way to do it.
So great.
Yeah, you'll be ready.
Yes.
Maybe go by Opportunity Village as well.
Yeah.
They're just a couple of blocks away. Yeah, you can just do it all in one shot. It's easy. We got four tickets. Also easy. Boy, it's got to be, is it Jonas Con for you? Absolute best part of your weekend outside of Thanksgiving?
Ooh,
oh, feeding
I think
the 911
so.
Guys?
Yeah, but you said no Thanksgiving.
No, outside of family Thanksgiving meal, what's the, because that's the easy one.
Okay, yeah. Yes, that would be the answer. Yeah, going with my dad and feeding the 911 dispatchers for sure.
Did Heather call you and just go, hey, you want to go do this?
No, I called her. I invited
you
her.
Called her?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you, dude.
And she showed up.
She sure did.
That's great.
Yeah, she and my dad get along really well. And it was, she's so cute. He feels like she's her other daughter. We've been close for a long time. We grew up together. She's honestly the reason I took the job. She was like, let's do this. Gave me the best hype. So she's my pal. I wanted her to come too.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then so how many 911 people did you feed?
We just set out the whole spread. We put it in their break room because here's what I didn't know.
Famous
it was
days,
like
Thanksgiving, like, but with ribs.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think good. It actually fed like a full of 40. Oh my God. It smelled so good. It was delicious.
Totally
well, and you can't necessarily go like visit them. Like there's like emergencies happening.
Yeah, you can't just show up.
So you can't
up
be like, what up? What'd you say?
Groupies.
You imagine someone calling, hey, I need help at this house.
No.
Hold on one
sorry.
Second.
Hey, guys, sorry, we're doing something.
Sorry, there's girls
grab
here.
Grab a rib, babe. So, yeah,
no,
that was awesome.
Good for you.
Thank you so much.
Adrian, absolute best part of your Thanksgiving weekend, not Thanksgiving itself.
As much as I want to say going and being around in San Diego, it has to be Ohio State destroying Michigan.
Yeah, first time since 2019.
Rivalry.
I didn't realize that
cool.
either.
I had to make sure that happened. But San Diego was amazing too. But yeah, go Buckeyes.
I block out bad stuff. It's not that I like Ohio State well enough. I super hate Michigan.
Okay, got it.
And that goes back to the Washington Huskies
okay.
playing Michigan in the Rose Bowl when I was a little kid.
Okay, so there's something there.
But then I am a kindred spirit with the Ohio State folks because, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
the hatred forged
deep.
The friendship between me and Cheto over there. Let's go, baby.
702-364-9898. Four tickets to Enchant for you. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? Not Thanksgiving dinner itself. Hit us up right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
You're out feeding 911 dispatchers. Did you get to watch the parade Thanksgiving morning?
No, I didn't.
It was huge. The lip syncing is still god awful, but not as bad as it was last year.
Well, I heard people were like going nuts for the Demon Hunters, for
well,
the K-pop gals.
There you go. Now you know where I'm going with all of this.
Okay,
as
here we go.
As we just played Huntrix, all-time viewership record for Macy's Thanksgiving
Let's
Day
go.
Parade. Over 34 million people across NBC and Peacock. And I'm telling you, they had up 8%. From last year, adding 2.5 million viewers. Younger viewers under 25 jumped 20%. Now I'm here to tell you why. Huntrix.
Yeah, my household contributed. We were locked in.
No two ways about it.
Could have thought it was Coachella.
Every
They killed it too, by the way. The performance was fantastic.
Yeah.
They were great. The funny part about all of that is just that it, because it is all lip synced, that some folks, you can just tell, they're just not comfortable with it. Right? They want to perform live.
Is it all seriously lip synced?
Yes.
Because I thought I saw Sarah Rose Hyland doing a real performance.
It could have been.
Okay.
There might have been one or two.
Okay.
99% of
lip sync.
And by the way, NBC, it's a great show. Being a broadcast nerd, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, what a great show. They're throwing everything at it. A lot of
moving parts, too.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. They're throwing everything. Everything.
Yeah.
And I blew it. I didn't watch. We were watching on Peacock. I didn't watch the multi-view.
Oh, to see all the cameras?
Yeah. Screwed it up.
Wait, what's the multi-view? Another way to watch it?
They had a POV. I don't know. They had like a spy cam.
All different streets. So technically, if there was one float you wanted to watch, you could watch it on every street.
A camera from Snoopy's
tail. Cool.
You know, I don't know what it was.
Yeah,
they had a bunch of different cameras, and I totally forgot about it until right at the end, and then I went, oh yeah,
dang, I missed it.
Stupid.
Dang it.
Good feeling stories of the day coming up in just a minute.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
I brought Michaela back a gift.
It's the best.
From Washington, my wife and I went to the Seattle Aquarium last week to greet the newest resident, Ruby. And I brought Michaela a baby, Ruby.
It's so beautiful.
And I thought, here's what's really funny. I told her, I said, you can feed this to your dog if you want.
I would never let it happen.
The dogs to tear it up. I don't know if this is, but I just saw this. And honestly, my wife and I at the same time thought of it for you.
It was and is the greatest gift. First of all, it's so cute. My dogs will not touch this. We will fight over it if they even look at Ruby, the stuffed daughter, wrong. And I'm going to keep her in studio, but because we're doing toy drive, I'm going to take her home. I'm going to tuck her in. Listen, I'm very obsessed with this gift. Okay. I love these stupid otters.
Well,
and it was the best. Oh, she's so cute.
I'm so glad.
Thank you.
I really am glad because I thought you'd like it. I didn't think it would be best gift status.
Well, it is.
Now I also realize that I can even do better as we go along.
Listen, otters are it for me, and getting it from the actual home of Ruby the otter, can't touch that. At least to try it.
Here's what I want you to do, and this isn't going to really, it's not going to help anybody else. Well, you guys listening, yeah, it'll help you. I want you to hold little baby Ruby in your hands, maybe in your arms.
Okay.
While we tell you the story of, does this baby have, yes, Leia. While we tell you the story of little baby Leia from Sweden.
Ugh.
And your good feeling stories of the day.
Ugh.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store and super really good Christmas gift store. That's all coming up right after this.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Well, let's kick off Toy Drive Week with some good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond, wedding ring, and holiday gift store.
Yes.
A couple in Aurora, Illinois spent their second Thanksgiving with the mailman who stepped in to help them out a little over a year ago. That's adorable. Well, let me see. Is there anything I can have them tell you? Yeah, you know what? I'm going to let them tell the story first because I'm not so sure exactly what they're saying here.
Is there an older gentleman out that lives here?
Yes.
He fell down the road there.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me explain that. So homeboy went to the, his name is Jalen Lockhart.
Okay.
He went to these people's door. 75-year-old Guy Miller was walking his dog last November. The dog took off, and Guy, again, 75, I imagine the dog's fairly big, face planted.
Oof.
Oh.
Jalen was delivering mail, saw the whole thing, goes to the ring camera, right?
Yeah.
And says, hey, is there anybody at the door? Or is there anybody here that had a dog and was out walking the dog?
Sure.
So he just face planted. He helped him up, got him back inside the house. So Guy and his wife said, what's your story for Thanksgiving? And he goes, well, nothing. So they said, why don't you come to our house?
I was just on my regular route. I came across guys, saw them in my rearview mirror. I saw that they fall and did a U-turn. And I got to him as quick as I can, making sure he was okay.
Helped us get him into the car. Daughter reached out on Facebook so we could somehow thank him. And we got his name and got to meet him and we connected. And I said, your family, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Things could have gone so much worse.
I love it.
Now let's throw this into the mix. So this year, so they did their second Thanksgiving dinner this year, right?
Sure.
Jalen tells Guy and Marsha that, of course, they are.
Yeah.
Guy and Marsha. Adorable. Jalen tells Guy and Marsha that he's going to propose to his girlfriend.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Sydney with a Y. Equally adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And, so they made sure that they had a bunch of champagne ready to go and confetti and whatnot.
Love it.
Yeah, really.
That's so cute.
Really, really good. Almost as good as this, Michaela. Some guy in Sweden, his name is Mats. Mats Jensen.
Exotic.
With a Z, Jensen.
Yes.
Discovered an orphaned baby otter while walking in the woods near his home. I'm only doing this story for you.
And I'm literally holding Ruby, my stuffy.
I was going to say, where's stuffy? Yeah, where's your...
As you're telling
your
me.
Your otter stuffy.
We're listening deeply.
There's the baby. She didn't even take the tag off.
Well, that's where she's from. You can't.
She has no time. She's got to cuddle with her.
She don't carry ID.
No, she has to carry her tag so people know where she came from.
Yeah. Matt's found this otter. The baby's mama had died on, had gotten into the road and got hit.
No!
The baby small enough to fit in his palm. He takes her home, provided constant care until she gained strength. The first time she let me pet her, I remember thinking, this can't be real, said Matt's.
My God.
Yeah. I found this TikTok account, Soul Paws. All one word, Soul Paws Tales, not like stories, but
Your little tails?
T-A-I, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's meant to be like tails, but it's tails.
Got it.
It felt like a dream, this wild free otter choosing to trust me. After training the otter, who he named Leia, L-E-Y-A.
Yeah, great.
In a backyard pool, he taught her how to swim.
Oh, my God.
Jansen successfully released her at a local lake.
He let her go?
Sure, you gotta.
I would have kept her.
Here's the upside. Mats goes kayaking in the lake.
Oh, my God.
And whenever he takes his yellow kayak out onto the water, Leia swims alongside.
Oh, my God.
And climbs aboard the kayak to visit.
Sweetie kiss.
And say hello.
So she knows him.
Little otter kisses.
Okay, then, that's so sweet.
Yeah. Again.
Could you imagine you're just trying to kayak and then Leia is just sitting next to you also kayaking?
No. Soul Paws Tales. And that's your good feeling stories of the day, brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers. The Diamond Wedding Ring and Holiday Gift Store.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
7:05, Monday morning, December 1st, 2020. December 1st,
ooh.
2025. What?
It's happening.
Yeah, man. Toy Drive starts on Thursday. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Did I mention Toy Drive starts on Thursday?
We're ready.
It's nice. It's nice to be It's nice to be in here doing a show right now because then I'm not. I'm
thinking about it.
I'm wound up this year.
Yeah, and
I'm
not it's sure. Understandable.
Yeah, I don't know why more than any other year. And here's what I'm really afraid of is that this is not more than any other year. And I just torture my poor wife like this all the time.
Poor Amy.
For the last. Yeah, this will be her. She was just saying this the other day. So this will be her 17th toy drive?
No way.
2009. No, this will be her, I want to believe it's her 16th.
Okay, still a long time.
Her 16th, my 25th. Yeah, 27 overall.
That's wild.
It's a beautiful thing. And you're wound up because you care, Chet.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
Okay.
I'm, and I don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's the weird thing. Now, here is a really, to me, this is a really good sign. Cyber Monday today. Do you care?
Yeah, I do.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Are you going out bargain shopping?
No, I do everything online.
Well, that because Cyber Monday, I mean, when I say go out,
are you going
out into the internet?
Yeah,
are you browsing
to be fair,
the sale pages?
Yes.
Yeah.
To be fair, on Black Friday, right. I also just did everything online because I do everything online. But yes, I do.
That's what the stats were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, then to the point here, Adobe Analytics says Cyber Monday, We may have all folded it into one now.
Mm-hmm.
Americans set a new record for online shopping on Black Friday. $11.8 billion. That's up almost 9%.
Yeah.
Now, I'm also wondering what it looked like overall, if you add in person, are we still up? Because if we're up, that means we're spending money, and that means we might see some of that at Toy Drive.
Definitely.
Thank God. The peak was from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. when we were spending $12.5 million per minute. We also, not for nothing, spent $6.4 billion online on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for the early sales.
Well, and you're sitting around and looking at your phone.
Totally.
You're sitting around
getting ahead of the Black Friday.
After you ate.
And I'll tell you, they start those sales now, like on Wednesday. They're like preparing for Black Friday. And you're like, I'm going to get on top of it.
It looks like in-store sales continue to trend down, but not much.
There was a lot of viral videos of people being like, popping up at Walmart at 6 a.m. or whatever store.
Really?
And being like, where the hell is everybody else?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that there's people that still do. You know how your family used to do?
Of course. But I love that people are still doing it.
Right. But it's the people that are just doing it. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's the hardcores that they love it just for the sport.
Right. Imagine getting up so early and you show up in the parking lot like, I'm ready. And then there's nobody there.
You're ready for battle and there's no battle.
Oh, that sucks.
Because to some degree, if you're not fighting over a 32-inch Samsung TV for $79 with someone, is it really Black Friday?
Yeah, are you living?
If you didn't honk mm-hmm. your horn at somebody in the Best of the West parking lot.
I don't know.
Is it really the holidays?
I don't know. I think I could do without all that. Let me try it once and see how I feel. I did a 3-hour Best Buy line one time for it's my favorite thing ever. There was this at the Summerlin Best Buy.
Yeah.
Right across from Red Rock. And they had a TV on sale.
Okay. So I wanted to guess what you were going for.
That was like a 250
big appliance.
Big ass $250 TV, right? And so we're all waiting in this line, and this lady who's pretty well dressed, you know what I mean? She don't need to do this. She tries to sneak into the middle of the line and then tries to play like she doesn't speak English.
She
speaks Russian. And
shady.
I basically asked her, here's the stupid part of this. I have, because I've been around hockey for a long time.
Yeah.
I know just enough Russian to like, I think I asked her, is this left or right?
This is iconic.
Prava or Lieva?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I don't even know if I pronounced it right.
Doesn't matter.
She had no idea what I was saying.
Yes.
And then I was like, get out of line.
Wait, that was genius.
No, and I was the hero. I was the hero because I said, Paruski? And she looked at me, da, Paruski.
Uh-huh.
Which we all know from watching Rocky movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can do that much.
That's hilarious. And she had to leave.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
No, good for you.
I was the hero. It was
good for you.
It was my big moment.
It's a dangerous game, too.
Yeah, it is. This is not a game, though.
Oh, no. Yeah, it would have been. That could have
because everybody's got carts, so they got weapons if you're trying to be sneaky, trying to get in that line.
There were people that were not.
Yeah, Chad wasn't having it.
They were not pleased. So I try to, just make it nice.
Love it.
And explain. You got to go to the back, lady.
Get in the back.
Is this the fourth greatest Christmas song of all time? You know, there's a million of these lists. They don't mean anything.
Yeah.
Number one, All I Want for Christmas is You, Mariah Carey. Number two, Last Christmas by Wham. There are two schools from what I've learned. Do you love Last Christmas or do you hate Last Christmas?
I hate it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Do you hate love
it? I don't. I can't recall. I have to hear it.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. And the very next day,
it's all right.
You gave it away.
I don't hate it.
To save me from tears, I give it to someone special.
Do you love how I said I hate it and I know every single word?
And you're all
and
into,
started vibing so hard
sing
with
it since you.
The farther
five
I go along, the more.
Yeah, I'm a fraud.
The farther I went along, the more confident I was in my George Michael.
I was with you on it too. Mm-hmm.
Fairy Tale of New York. I've never heard of this before. The Pogues and Kirsty MacColl. Do you know that song?
No.
Nope.
Never heard of it.
Never
heard of it. And then there's this at number four, which surprised me. It surprised me, but it didn't surprise me. Ariana Grande, Santa Tell Me.
The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
And a number of people asking where did Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays come in on their list. It's not there. No, Wham, that Pogues version of Fairy... Okay, I found a version of Fairy Tale of New York in our system. Maybe.
Never heard this song in my life.
Well, let's see.
It was Christmas Eve, babe.
Chet. No.
What in the Crackle Barrel?
In the drunk tank.
No, they're trying to promote a new song.
No man said to me.
Yeah. No, this is a PR move. We don't know this song.
That was somebody named Vance Joy. No, the Pogues are like a 90s, 80s a punk band. So
you
were
telling me that's number three.
To be honest, I've never heard that song
Again,
before.
Subjective list. Me neither.
Yeah, right.
Although, you know the other one that I love, Christmas Wrapping.
Wait, what's that
favorite
song?
The Waitresses. Christmas Wrapping. Oh, it's the
greatest. Wait, can we hear that one?
It was the Seattle thing. They played it on the radio. Hang on. They played it. I know it's in here somewhere. Or at least it was. Somebody may have gone, what the hell is this? And gotten rid of it.
I will tell you that Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson is a crowd favorite. It may be a generational thing. However, I believe she also lives up there with All I Want for Christmas Is You. A little disappointed she was not on the list.
No clue what that is.
Okay, great.
But that's Christmas. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. Everybody's
Subjective.
Got their own thing. If you ask me what the number one song, Mariah Carey, Oh Holy Night.
Oh, version, my God, yes.
Bring me to tears.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and let this start because the intro is like forever. It's literally forever.
Okay.
I love this song.
Chet loves an electric guitar, though.
I do love electric
guitar. Chet loves an electric guitar.
No, they played this on the radio when I was a kid in Seattle.
I love it.
And And it became like a local thing.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
I know this song.
That's
I was
just dope.
Faking it.
Christmas, Baby Please Come Home by Darlene Love, number five. Feliz Navidad, number six. Power of Love by Frankie Goda. So this is like a British list.
Yeah. There's no Pentatonix or whatever they're called. They're
Baby,
not on that.
Pentatonix.
No Pentatonix. No Insane.
No Sugar and Spice.
No. Sugar and Spice.
That's my man.
Oh my God.
That's my man.
What a great memory.
Genius.
Oh, sorry. I gotta be honest. Whoever put this in, did you put this in? I think you put this in.
I did, if you're gonna compliment it, but.
I get the idea that we might have pulled it off of YouTube. It's not the best quality.
Oh, This is fine. Yeah.
You know this song.
No, I love this song. The horns. I've heard it.
Found a picture, frozen landscape, chilled this room for 24 days.
Lisa loves this song too.
Get this winter over with. Flashback to springtime.
She hates Christmas. She goes to the grocery store, meets a guy. Well, thank you for indulging that. I appreciate that.
Very nice.
Thank you for playing it. I loved it.
Do you love it? Do you love?
Yeah, I was into it.
Maybe this will be our thing.
That deserves its spot.
Yes, it does.
Well, maybe this will be our thing. Because I guarantee nobody else is going to play this. Nobody
it's our
else
thing
will.
Then.
Okay, done.
Good.
I like having our thing.
I do too. We're doing our own
Chet
thing.
Chet Buchanan Show exclusive. Although there, and it's funny, my phone will blow up with certain things. You know, like my personal, not the text line, not email.
Yeah, personal.
No, personal. This is awesome. This is amazing. Oh my God, I haven't heard this song in forever.
Yeah.
And then one, this is garbage.
Oh, block
them. Different flavors.
Block them.
No, it's okay.
I had a nice time.
I appreciate it. And the trust. The trust. They know I won't be offended. They know I'm just like, I just respond with middle finger emoji.
Good. Okay, good. Yeah, no, okay, that's good. A good response. It's the holidays. Get that Christmas beer going.
It's the holidays. 702-364-9898. Can we get your help with this really quick? Tuesday before Thanksgiving, our manager got pumpkin pies for everybody, put our names on them, left them in the conference room. Wednesday morning before shift, I hadn't picked mine up yet. I saw there was one left. I saw it had my name on it. I was running late to be on the floor, so I decided to grab it later. Shocker. Somebody stole it.
Uh-uh.
It was the last one left, and it was mine. It had my name on it. Some greedy salesperson probably took it. I'd kill to know what they do for a living because I can't figure it out. Usually, I'm pretty good at this game. I can't figure it out.
Yeah, and who's selling pumpkin pies with other people's names on it? Shady.
Well, I've worked retail during Black Friday, and they hire so many new people just for the holidays that, but you know, people don't know how things go.
Cameras everywhere.
And someone's name is on it.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
People are sickos out there.
You stole food.
Yeah,
you
pumpkin
stole
pie.
Somebody else's thing.
Yeah, that means nothing to Adrian because he hates it, but me and Chet love it. I'm going to be
upset.
Still
respect the sticky note.
All right.
I would tell my manager, but I know he would overreact. I don't want to see anybody get fired over this.
Whoa.
I also want to know, is there some...
You don't?
And God bless you that you came to us for this. God,
yeah, thank
this,
you
no,
so
I appreciate
much.
This.
Thank you for coming.
Is there some devious way that I can get revenge?
Oh my God, yes. Something's coming to me.
And to be honest, I don't know.
Okay, yes.
But you're right. You tell the manager, manager checks cameras, manager finds thief, manager fires thief. Nobody needs that around the holidays.
I disagree. And is it wrong that the revenge portion
fired?
Of your questions? Yeah. Especially
fired over pumpkin
especially
pie.
If we're talking revenge, no, fired over stealing. Fired over stealing,
theft.
Period. Especially
theft.
If you work in retail.
I know.
You're going to do the
Listen,
simplest
no,
thing.
Adrian's a no shenanigans guy.
No, I know.
Stealing is stealing.
You know I'm not either. I but know. This is, yeesh. It sucks, but it's like, man, okay.
I have an
Wait,
idea.
This might even be a better question. Yes, devious revenge. If you got it, bonus points, and God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Is this fireable?
Okay, that sounds a little intense.
Sticky note with a first name on it. It sat there for a day.
I mean, if you're willing to steal a pumpkin pie, what else are you willing
right.
to
what
steal?
That's right. What else are you willing to steal? Wow.
Can't take any chances.
Okay.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
702-364-9898. Tuesday before Thanksgiving, the manager got pumpkin pies for everybody, put their names on them, and left them in the conference room. Wednesday before shift, I hadn't picked mine up yet. I saw there was one left. I saw it have my name on it. I was running late to be on the floor, so I decided to grab it after work. Shocker. Somebody stole it.
No.
It was the last one left. And what was that? I was last one left. It was mine.
Some greedy salesperson probably took it. Is this, and what we ended up, so he didn't want to go to the manager, sure, of course, but the manager will launch a full-scale investigation, so he doesn't. He doesn't want to get, he's not trying to get anybody fired. However,
he wants a little revenge.
But Adrian goes, wait a minute, stealing is stealing. And to be honest, the one big controversy that there's been in this building in the last 5 years, somebody stole, somebody went in the prize closet and they left him out because who would steal them? But somebody stole, and no disrespect to the circus because it's a big deal. But why are you stealing circus tickets? We can get circus tickets for you and your kids.
What?
Yeah. And somebody went in and took them. And it was and didn't take all of them, but took some.
A hefty chunk.
Yeah, took enough.
Dang.
Were you here for that?
I don't think I was. I'm trying to recall.
I think it was pre-you.
Yeah.
But they took six of them. And it was like.
And that is kind of a lot.
But literally, we could have gotten them for them. You know what I mean? It wasn't that tough. Gloria. Is stealing, do you fire the guy for stealing the pie? That rhymes.
So I am a little torn with this because I am in management. So I do understand, you know, stealing is stealing. And obviously that really does show someone's character. I don't fireable offense. I know it was labeled. But it's just like someone putting their lunch in the fridge. And how many?
Oh, no.
We need to fire your phone.
I know, we're getting to the good stuff.
No, your phone was cutting out. You were talking about putting lunch in the fridge.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it was labeled similar to someone putting their lunch in the fridge. But, you know, that doesn't mean it's up for grabs if no one takes it after a couple of days. And in this case, it took one afternoon. So that person was pretty brazen. And so they should be penalized. But firing, I don't think so.
You're losing your gig is tough.
Yeah, dude.
But don't steal stuff.
True.
God dang it. I can fight both sides of this. Oh, this is hard.
Then don't do it. I don't know. I feel like it's just, it's hard enough having a job these days. And if that's what you're going to do, then you're going to take advantage of it, then leave. I also like there's a character thing of like, that's not what I want. I want to have a team, as corny as it sounds.
When Gloria brought that up, when Gloria said it shows your character, and I went, you're so right, Gloria.
Exactly.
I wish I had a prize for you.
Plus, it's against someone. You know me, I'm against the man. Like stick it to the man. This isn't sticking it to the man.
Not to the people.
This is to your homie, your coworker.
Gloria, we'll see you at Toy Drive. Thank you.
Thanks, Gloria.
Yeah, her phone's
she gotta go.
Dead forever ago.
Is he?
Yeah, the character part bugs me.
I feel like it would be cool if you didn't say anything, but you left a little note and you were like, hey. To anybody who stole my pie, love that for you. But there was medicine in it. And I need to know who ate the pie.
Call it whoever.
Because it could poison you.
Whoever took my pie, call a medical professional.
Immediately.
Speak.
Because there is medicine in there. For you to eat.
I would just let them guess what's in there.
Exactly.
I would just tell them,
Stress them out.
I would call a medical professional.
You don't have to say who you are, but please go to the doctor.
Yeah, whoever took that last pie, you have failed the test.
Yep.
I'd call 911.
You're leaving them with chronic stress and anxiety. They'll never steal again.
Literally for the next 4 days, they're gonna every time that their stomach goes gurgle, they'll be like, "This is it."
Exactly.
Okay.
Get it?
Oh, I love all of that. All of that.
Coming up in moments on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Toy Drive starts on Thursday. Everybody's starting to get fired up.
Yes.
High City with her. Man, and this is the challenge for Toy Drive, is remembering everybody and remembering all their stuff.
Oh, my God, I know.
I think I do a decent job of it.
No, you do a great job.
Not as good as I'd like.
Well, I'll sidekick you. Don't worry.
City has a motorcycle. She's with a motorcycle club. They're OSMC, but I don't remember what the OS stands for. But as soon as she says it, I'll know.
Yeah.
She'll be their spokesperson. They're coming Saturday morning. She just wanted to let us know.
Nice.
The Dugs, The Dugs over at Las Vegas Balloon Rides are fired up. The Star Trek guys are fired up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they bring
those guys are so great.
They bring the USS Enterprise Euro Days. Euro Days does their big with Malthouse Motorworks. Euro Days. God, the one guy's name is Clint, I think. Anyway, I was. That's another one that I see him and I go, I know you, but I can't remember. Can't remember the guy's name. But they'll be there. Oh, on the last Sunday. Oh, yikes. I should probably tell them. They're going to roll it. They say they're rolling out at about 3:30. They may get there right. Superheroes for Sully is coming on the last.
Oh, that's right.
On the last. Are they coming on Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
You remember they're coming on Saturday.
Saturday.
Okay, well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. The Teamsters want to come on Sunday. They're squawking about bringing an entire semi-truck full. The Teamsters.
Incredible. Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That just reminds me. Last year was my first toy drive with you, like on the side with you.
Yeah.
And all
of those. Was it really your first?
Those...
I thought you had two. No. Your last one was your first.
Yeah.
Because everything
is my second.
Was
amazing.
Everything was amazing.
And it's going to be this year. I'm telling you, seeing the truckloads come in is a wild experience and the coolest of my life.
And every bit is important.
Yes.
You're one. Every bit.
Oh, yeah.
When you bring the kids, and you bring a bike, when the people that, and trust me, you think I don't, I see them. I see you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 30 feet up. How could I not?
Yeah.
It bugs me. It bugs me when people say, I was there and I missed you. How? I literally never leave the edge. Sometimes I'll sit down and I'll be looking at stuff.
Yeah, but you can get you so fast.
Yeah, it's not hard. Yeah, it's not hard.
Mm-mm.
It's not hard. Yeah, just be patient because if I'm not looking over the edge, I'm doing something or I'm in the porta potty.
Yeah.
That's literally.
And you have every right to be.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
My job is to make sure everybody gets a thank you. That's really what it is. But man, when you just see it, it just hits different. The folks that where you made the effort, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody makes the effort.
You know, it's my favorite story that I've heard about you, what you do.
Let me just finish through this really quick.
I got excited.
Everybody, me too. everybody gets, everybody's making the effort. But when I know that you're doing it because before you might have needed help or that it was a real effort for you where it was important to you to be at Toy Drive. Just know, I'm not sure how we know, but we know. So, and much love. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
No, literally what you said. We met a woman last year, or at least I did. You know all of them so well. But she said it was her first year to be able to donate and not need the assistance. It's great. I get chills, goosebumps over my whole body. Like, imagine. And she was like, I'm so proud to be able to be here giving because this has helped me so much over the years. And it's absolutely incredible.
That's what it's all.
Yeah.
That's what it's all.
Yes.
Because it's not like we're, and I readily admit this. Are there more important things? Absolutely. This is important, but it's not important in the way that you think. You know what I mean? It's just, you just don't realize how much. If you just give somebody a little bit of hope, just give them a little help over the hump.
So true.
You can, the holidays can destroy people.
Yeah.
The holidays can also change somebody's life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is a toy gonna do it? I don't know. Is a bike gonna do it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Am I willing to bet that it won't?
Yeah. Why take the chance?
Know what I'm saying?
Just be great.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this TikTok story where this woman was like, the past two Thanksgivings, somebody slipped her like $20 and it made all the difference for her to feed her children Thanksgiving dinners. Now she's in the position to be able to help. And it's like how you say, it's like one toy. It's the things that you're like, does this make a difference? Yeah, dude, it does. Yeah,
it does. Every bit of it, every single bit of it. So and it's funny you see me. I know that physically I get, when we start talking about big donations, And those are important too. They're vital. They're vital. But I never, ever, 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 because we get people that go, oh, I'd come to Toy Drive, but I can't bring a trunk full. You don't have to.
No.
You don't have to. And I just, literally for me, I just want you to come and see it. I just want you to come and see it. You'll feel so good.
You do. Oh my God, it's crazy. It's amazing.
Oh man, bring your kids and see the bikes.
And it puts everything into perspective. It is truly, truly what the holiday should be about. It's crazy.
And if you're new here and you go, well, it's Vegas, I can't get in the holiday spirit. Let me help you with that.
Oh yeah.
Let us help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
Let us help you with that.
Oh, I'm excited.
Well, there's not much of a community here.
Yeah. Liars.
I can't make my lips go. Let us help you with that. You know? Toy Drive starts awesome. On Thursday. Relationship Rehab in just a minute. Brought to you by Big Bully Turf. Proud sponsor of the Sea of Bikes this year at Toy Drive. For every sale the Big Bully Turf makes, they'll donate another bike.
So great.
Oh, no. They're
amped.
Yeah. I'm kind of sad it's their first year. You know what I mean? Because they're fired up now.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait to see what they, you know, what they look like in the future. Because they're fired up now. Relationship Rehab. She thinks she might have screwed up on Thanksgiving. Was she out of bounds calling him her boyfriend?
Oh,
was he out of bounds? Because he didn't call her his girlfriend. Obviously, they need to talk.
Yeah.
Let's take that part off the table. We all know that. They definitely need, well, or do they?
Yeah, kind of.
They probably need to talk. But was she out of bounds calling him her boyfriend? Was he out of bounds because he didn't call her his girlfriend? Relationship Rehab for Leona Lewis tickets to go see the Las Vegas Christmas Residency at Voltaire inside the Venetian Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 8:08 on Monday morning, the first day of December. It's Toy Drive
Week. Let's go, baby.
Starts Thursday at NV Energy, 6 a.m. We'll be out there broadcasting live right about 7:30 is when I will go up and get placed on top of the scaffold.
Yes.
And then, away we go.
So excited.
12 days. And then literally, here's what's weird. Is it 2 weeks from now? Yeah, it's 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, basically.
On the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks and 2 hours from now.
Oh, my God.
It's over. It's over. That's all nuts. We got. So somewhere in the next 2 weeks, well, I'd like to find 8,000 bikes. And $800,000 and fill 42 trucks. We could make it a nice even 50. We could just call it 50, 8, and 8.
Yeah.
If we wanted to.
Would love to do that.
We could.
Sounds lovely.
You know, every year, true story, the last 7 years, we've gotten to like 42 trucks and gone, okay, I don't even know anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone, okay, 42 we know for sure. And then, so it's probably been around 50 for a while, but whatever. Trucks are subjective, so that's not really the one. Bikes, we know exactly how many we have. And last year, it was 7,674. Year before that, we had over 8,000.
Crazy.
Just reminding.
Crazy.
Just reminding. We'd like to be around 8. And the number last year that we didn't see coming. $786,894 last year. So $786,895 this year. Oh, why not just round it up to 8?
Yeah, wild.
I did get a late night text from one. Toy Drive fans will recognize this name. Toy Drive P1s will recognize the name Mark Walters. From our good friends at Terribles, who Wednesday night at 10:40, Thanksgiving Eve at 10:40. It's going to be a good year, he sends.
Oh,
that was it. It's going to be a good year.
Wow.
The next morning I replied, ha, ha, ha. I love that. Happy Thanksgiving. See you soon. So.
What does that mean?
It's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a good year.
That's what it means.
Okay.
It's going to be a good year.
Ooh.
Last year, what'd they do? 310? 310,000?
Oh, yeah. They came in hot. On the
number.
Yes.
310, wasn't it?
Yes.
From Terribles?
I believe so.
Yeah. Didn't see that happening.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
I cried like a baby. I think we all did.
Yeah, I was working so hard at keeping my emotions in check last year, which I'm not sure why. And then that just overwhelmed me.
Yeah. It's okay.
But now with a little bit of, a little bit of cushion to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
310.
Yeah, it is. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
And just a dream. Just a dream. Could this be the year? 10,000 bikes? Is that a real thing? Could we have 10,000 bikes and could we have $1 million?
I think we could. I definitely think it's possible. This year? Yeah.
On my 25th year?
Yeah.
With day 12 being my 300th day of living on a scaffold, 10 months of my life?
Huh. Michaela's in the timing. I mean, what you saying? It all rings off the tongue, rolls off the tongue. Nice.
That's right.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it all starts Thursday. And then we'll see. It's the greatest reality show on the radio. It's the greatest reality show on the radio because you never know how this one's going to turn out.
It's true.
It's better than any sporting event. It's better than any telenovela. The stories and everything that go along with it. I'm just glad. I'm just hanging on for the ride. I'm just reporting what I see.
Yeah.
I don't, mm-hmm. We all play an equal part in this one,
Yeah.
So can't wait. And I went in, true story. I went in while we were playing the weekend and I just went into Michaela because it's your second year.
Yes.
And you are going to be so effing great.
Thank you so much, dude.
At Toy Drive, because now you've seen it. You're talented anyway. You're great anyway.
Thank you.
And you and I are great together.
Yeah.
But you see this thing and you see the rhythm of it and you know how it feels. You know where it goes. You know what to look for.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be so great.
Yeah, this year you should definitely be able to cry. Don't hold anything back because I've got your back in this second year. You just enjoy.
Yeah.
You feel it.
Oh, I was just trying to. Yeah, I don't know what I was
doing. Of course.
And everything will be
amazing.
You know what? Let's give it a second. Relationship Rehab is coming up next.
Yes.
Brought to you by Big Bully Turf. They're sponsoring the Sea of Bikes. For every sale they make, Big Bully Turf donating another bike. Relationship Rehab after Leon Thomas. This is Mutt.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Isn't that the truth? Wednesday, Michaela sang at Tivoli Village for the tree lighting. Let's see if I can remember. Okay, let's see
okay,
if I've got all this
on,
down.
Baby.
Thursday morning, you fed firefighters 911 call center.
Yes.
Folks, because Famous Dave's, Alex at Famous Dave's called you.
Yes.
And said, hey, we want to do this. Will you facilitate this for us? And you went, yes, I will. And then you had Thanksgiving, and then you performed Thursday night.
Yeah.
What was that one?
Delilah.
Like a private thing, right?
No, it was open to public. It was beautiful.
Just a Delilah?
Yeah, they made it like a beautiful holiday dinner. It was limited hours, but it was like unreal.
I love that place. It's like walking into the Continental at John Wick.
Yeah.
It is. It's cool like that.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, then Friday, what did you do? Friday was what? Nothing?
Nothing.
Well, that's why I don't remember.
Yeah, you're perfectly in line.
Saturday, Jonas Con.
Yes.
And then Jonas Brothers meet and greet and all of that, which came up last minute.
Yes.
Yesterday, you performed at the A-Fan event with Billy Gilman last night at House of Blues.
Yeah, and they're listening right now. Busy. They said, hi,
really?
Love you. Yeah, they are.
Much love, you
so
guys.
So excited. They showed Toy Drive so much love, and they've been listening all morning and texting me.
House of Blues comes every year. I don't know if
yes.
it's House of Blues or A-Fan or both or neither or whatever.
Both,
but,
separately. Yeah. But I remember House of Blues last year. That's right.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Billy, come to Toy Drive. If you're listening right now, Billy, come to Toy Drive. I'm not, and no pressure. I'm literally asking. Same as I'm asking for Leona Lewis. They reached out about Toy Drive, her people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if she's going to be able to or not.
Yeah.
And I was... Here's the thing. They're new, right? They're new to Vegas, or her and her team.
Yeah.
They're new to Vegas. So I was like, hey, man, just make sure if you show up, don't just show up to be like, hey, I'm here. Because
mm-hmm.
it's a bad look. It's a bad look. A really great musical artist that we love, that I love, did a phone in. Obviously, he was still in bed. He woke up to make the phone call, and then they had told us that they were gonna make a sizable donation. And we're like, so, anything else before you go? You know, like we talked about what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. Anything, rough.
Anything else before you go, buddy? Oh yeah, you're doing that Toy Drive thing, right? Yeah, I guess I could give you $100. Well, let me make it 1,000. Okay, thanks, but it just wasn't a good look.
Yeah.
So I was trying to explain it for everybody because mm-hmm. it's uncomfortable. But Leona Lewis, the Las Vegas Christmas residency at Voltaire inside the Venetian Las Vegas. Hopefully, we'll see her at her first Toy Drive.
Yes.
These tickets are for Friday, December 12th. Heading into that last weekend of Toy Drive.
Oh, yeah.
Courtesy of our buddies at the Venetian. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25 right now. Jeannie in Spring Valley. How do you know if you're someone's boyfriend or girlfriend if you haven't really had the conversation about it? I've been hooking up with this guy for a few months now. Thanksgiving together seemed natural. So we went to each other's family celebrations. At my parents' house, I introduced him as my boyfriend. Because to me, that's what he is.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to my parents' house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
At his parents' house, he called me his friend.
Oy.
I know we need to talk about this. Thank you for that, Jeannie.
He can't talk to him.
Ruins the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. We know.
Ruins the whole bit. We know that part. I know we need to talk about this. Am I, and we were talking about self-awareness earlier in the show. How great is this? Am I wrong to call him my boyfriend? Because they haven't had a conversation. She's blurted it out. She didn't see anything wrong with it. Am I wrong to call him my boyfriend? Is him not calling me his girlfriend after I called him my boyfriend a red flag?
I'm telling you, I had a girlfriend. I will not put her on blast. She texted me with this same predicament this week. The holidays bring it out of you.
Yep.
And it's important to figure out who you are and what you are.
Is him not calling me his girlfriend after I called him my boyfriend a red flag, or is it just a term? It didn't seem to weird him out, and everything has been normal, but I'm confused. And God bless her for thinking she may have stepped out of bounds.
Definitely.
Because that's not ordinarily what we would get.
Yeah, exactly.
Is he cheating on me? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Does he not love me?
Yeah.
Am I being used?
Mm-hmm.
We get that a lot.
That was actually the opening of the text I received
from
my girlfriend this week.
No,
somebody, I felt the same way you did.
Pull up that text and maybe we'll combine forces
okay.
on this. 702-364-9898. Yeah, we got, there's a lot of ground to cover, I suppose. Is it wrong for her to call him her boyfriend? Is it weird what he did? We'll go through it after Taylor Swift.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
By the way, I also just went, I just texted 2025 Toy Drive.
Yes.
To 76278.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, terms and conditions, text messages, update my account. All set. Thank you. Okay. Oh, auction items will be available soon. I thought maybe I thought I could sneak you into our Giving Tree Grove early.
Oh,
so, yeah, there's those. Jay Stu, looking at you that like to get involved early. Although I believe you can donate. Click to donate. Yeah, I think you could donate now if you really wanted to. At 2025 Toy Drive to 76278. Toy Drive starts on Thursday.
Ugh.
Good God. And 2 weeks from today, over.
It's crazy. Insane.
It's going to go by so fast.
2 weeks from today, we're getting ready. 2 weeks from today, we're talking to Envy Energy, and we're getting ready for Terribles. 2 weeks from today, 2 weeks from right now, I'm freaking out, crunching numbers like a beast.
Yes.
Like NASA, trying to figure out how to get the shuttle home. You know? And, okay, this is how far we are. This is what we need. Oh, my God, what's Terribles going to do? Where are we going to find another 700 bikes?
Yes.
You know what I mean? You know how that goes.
Of course.
You know how that goes. One time I'd love to have a victory lap. One time it'd be nice, but that's just not in the cards. And we've got to wait until the final weekend for Sully this
year.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And who's going to be the new hero that comes out of nowhere to push us over the top? Is it Big Bully Turf?
I love that. They're so into it. I love them. We love.
No pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsor of Relationship Rehab. And the 2025 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive Sea of Bikes.
Yeah.
For every sale Big Bully Turf makes, they'll donate another bike.
So great.
Jeez.
It's so great.
All starts Thursday. How do you know if you were somebody's boyfriend or girlfriend if you haven't really had the conversation about it? Been hooking up with this guy for a few months now, says Jeannie in Spring Valley. Thanksgiving together seemed like the natural thing to do. So we went to each other's family celebrations at my parents' house. I introduced him as my boyfriend because to me, that's what he is. At his parents' house, he called me his friend.
Mm-hmm.
I know we need to talk about this, says Jeannie. But am I wrong to call him my boyfriend? Is him not calling me his girlfriend? Well, hang on. Who's on the, where are we starting?
We'll start with Nicole Torres, line two.
Line two? All right. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
How's everything at work so far?
It's good.
We can tell.
It's going.
We're good. Yeah, if you need to talk in code, like if you need to talk business stuff.
Yeah, just start talking. Just,
we'll know you're not crazy.
Yeah, we will literally go with it.
Yeah, if you want to just say, hey, we'll get that order out in the next, 4 days.
Yeah.
We'll be like, ah, that's code.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we got you.
All right.
Is it weird? I know we need to talk about this. Is it wrong for Jeannie to call him her boyfriend?
Is it wrong for her to call him her boyfriend?
That's what she asked. She goes, I know we need to talk about this. At her parents' house, she introduced him as her boyfriend because to me, that's what he is. At his parents' house, he called me his friend. I know we need to talk about this, but am I wrong to call him my boyfriend?
I feel like she's not wrong because that's how she feels. I mean, maybe he hasn't confirmed it with her, but I think by him not doing it is definitely a red flag.
That was the next question. Everything's been normal. She's just a little confused. Obviously, they need to talk about it. You think he just panicked? Here's what I'm willing... with her arms folded and her lips pursed in the other room... I just got the head shake, which I love.
Listen, I had to big sister my friend this week, and I feel like I'm stuck in my thoughts.
Hear me out on this.
Okay.
Just hear me out. Just consider this.
Okay.
Look, nobody hates guys are dumb. Guys can't do anything. Da, da, da. You know what I mean? I don't like man bashing. The same as I don't like woman bashing.
Yeah.
I don't like anybody bashing.
Yes.
To be honest with you. I don't like anybody bashing. But sometimes we're not great at this. Is there a world where potentially Jeannie's boyfriend got in front of his parents and was ready to say, this is my girlfriend, and maybe his parents or his family doesn't really know much about her yet, and he panicked? Is there a chance that that's what happened, Nicole?
I mean, maybe, but I think he should have just, faked it or something. I mean, I don't know. I just think that was not good.
Faking it opens up a whole other can of worms.
Yeah, faking it, saying it if you don't mean it, that's ugly too.
Oy, 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 true.
I don't know.
I know.
We don't want to get you fired. Have fun. Leona Lewis, the Las Vegas Christmas residency at Voltaire inside the Venetian Las Vegas. Tickets for Friday the 12th. Which strangely is not this Friday, but next Friday.
Yeah.
Which, if I'd have told you Friday, December 12th, it would seem like years from now. But
100%.
Have a great time. Thank you for your time.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you guys so much. And I'll see you at Toy Drive.
Awesome. Yes.
See you at Toy Drive.
See you soon.
Please say hello. Okay. What did you do? How did you handle your friend?
Okay. Here's the thing. I'm the type of friend, truth hurts. I'm going to be honest 100%.
Yeah.
You can get mad at me. Don't care.
Yeah.
So my good girlfriend, who I absolutely adore, texts me, well, he cheated on me, so it's over.
Ah, what?
And I was like, whoa, sister, I'm at Jonas Con, so give me 1 second to like breathe. So I text her later and I was like, what does this mean to you? Like, what does that mean? Basically, they did the holidays. I know this guy. I really like this guy, by the way. I think he's like pretty cool and pretty great.
You do or she does?
Obviously,
she does, but you do as well.
Yeah, I know him as well, so I do have both sides.
Yeah, awesome.
And so he was apparently on a dating site while he was like spending the holidays somewhere, right?
Yeah, he went home and saw what was out there on Tinder.
Just had it, had this like dating app, right? Okay, so she says, well, he was on it. And I said, but does that mean that he was cheating? She said, well, yes, and my feelings hurt. And I said, very clearly, have you had the conversation that you are boyfriend and girlfriend? She said, no, but we have said that he's only seeing me. And I said, but have you had the conversation that you are boyfriend, girlfriend? She said, no. Now, here's the thing. It has to be so, so clear that you are boyfriend. There's so many ways to get it confused. Cheating is like a big allegation. And two, maybe she's the only one he's seeing, but that is not a confirmation that just means he's the only one she's seeing.
You let him off the hook.
I did. Mm-hmm.
You let him off the hook for that.
I did because I feel like unless it's 100% clarity that you are boyfriend and girlfriend, the dating world is very interesting. And I think that there's so many blurred lines. And I know this guy. I also know her. And I'm like, I want them both to win. And I feel like it wasn't very clear.
How much clearer you're only going to see? What did you say? You're only going to see me? You were only going to see each other?
I think by being you're the only one I'm seeing.
Yeah, you're the only one I'm seeing.
Is not.
He said that.
Yes.
He said that. You're the only one I'm seeing.
Yes.
Oh.
But that could also be like.
At the moment.
At the moment.
Right now.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah.
Or being with a person for one night doesn't necessarily mean I'm seeing them.
Right. Oh, yeah. No.
Do you know what I'm saying? Well, clarity.
Does out-of-town rules apply? Some people believe the out-of-town rule applies. But, man, don't leave breadcrumbs, bro.
Dude, it's hard to cancel accounts, bro. You can't cancel subscriptions, cancel accounts.
No, listen, I'm just saying. But it's, psychopath was definitely bad. On it. And I think it wasn't great that he was, But again,
yeah, but okay, well,
you
wait
cannot
a minute.
Punish somebody who's
there's
not...
a friend section in Hinge.
Let me also say that there's also a little something there about her stalking him too. Let's Ooh. Just see what he's doing.
Okay, well, what happened was another friend was on the dating app and saw him on the dating app.
Which one? Oh, never mind.
Mm-hmm. So then that's how she found out that he was, and then she brought it to me.
Was he on a
No, like Bumble. Like oh, nothing. Hinge, like, yeah, Bumble. No, like, whatever.
You weren't mentioning.
I know.
And
you
I
were like,
we're not trying to. I'm like, I don't want to out anybody. And then I'm like, no, wait a minute. I'm not outing Bumble. Anything.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Having the discussion that I have every year with my godsons at Thanksgiving dinner about stuff that was, that's popular, and what are you listening to, and what are your friends listening to? And,
yeah.
And it's funny because they're adults now. You know what I mean? They're 30 and late 20s. And they were like, so what's popular on the radio?
Wow.
Like, just because they knew, but they didn't know, and they listened to a lot of different stuff, and they do a lot of different stuff. But man, big time street cred that we were giving away Olivia Dean tickets.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, if I came to Vegas, could you get me into that show? I said, I might know somebody.
Oh, yeah. Same. My phone's been blowing up.
Okay. 9:03, Monday, the first day of December, which is weird. December 1st. Although... you know how you get the on this day memories from your cloud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There have been many toy drives that we were already in the midst of it by now. We were day 3 or 4 by
now. A while.
On December 1st. So it all starts Thursday. We're ready to go. Today is your last day to eat Thanksgiving leftovers. Are you still eating leftovers?
Yes.
Are you still eating leftovers?
No.
Had to think about it.
We cleared it out. We cleared it all out yesterday. So no, we are no longer. We are no longer. Today is the last day to eat leftovers before they go bad.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may want to push it. Experts don't recommend it. Here's the deal. Turkey, stuffing, potatoes, sweet potatoes, green beans, gravy, and pumpkin pie can all be stored in the fridge for 3 to 4 days. However, and freezing... you know, you're fine. You've got time. Homemade cranberry sauce lasts a week to 10 days. Canned stuff will last 2 weeks in the fridge. A lot of old schoolers say, you know, give it the smell test. It's fine.
Yeah.
Not 100% reliable. And I didn't even think about this, but it makes a lot of sense. And my wife, she taught that class at UNLV.
Wow.
They call it Serve Safe.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, she taught the class of, it's like 101 when you're trying to get a culinary degree.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I love Amy. I love that.
Yeah. Thanksgiving dishes spoil faster than other leftovers. Makes perfect sense when you think about it, because the food sits out in the danger zone longer than a typical meal.
Yes.
Usually you put it out, you serve, you eat, you put it away. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's it.
Yeah.
This stuff is out there for a while. Don't push it with meat and dairy, which is basically everything.
So. Yeah. You know what's so funny? This has not happened to me yet. Because I sang this year on Thanksgiving, I usually will go to dinner with both of my families or either one, but I didn't. I did something different with my dad. We went and fed the dispatchers, and by the time we were done, I had to get ready and go to my gig. So I did not get Thanksgiving dinner this year.
No kidding.
And can I tell you?
No lasagna?
Nothing. Not even a little bite of a turkey. You do not know that you are devastated until you have not had Thanksgiving dinner. And for the next 2 days, I was like, this is devastating.
And everybody's talking about it.
Yes. So I'm not going to miss Christmas dinner, but I'm here to tell you guys, 10 out of 10, do not recommend. Do not help other people on Thanksgiving. You stay home.
Make sure.
And you feed yourself.
You be
and your family.
You be selfish.
Yeah,
you
watch miserable.
You watch Eminem do the halftime show with Jack White. Now, he didn't do this song, but he probably should have. The Collapse collab was really strong.
3, 2, 1. Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Michaela, bad news. There was talk the other day before Thanksgiving, you know, where there was the fire in Hong Kong, and then there was a passenger ferry that carrying 267 people crashed into a rocky inlet off of South Korea's coast. Around 8:15 at night, boats going about 26 miles an hour on autopilot, about an hour from the destination. Everybody was safe, so this is why I don't feel bad about telling the story so much. 27 people reported dizziness or minor injuries or whatever. It was really loud. It threw people off. You know what happened?
What?
Well, the first mate initially said, the rudder malfunctioned. I couldn't make it turn. And they were like, yeah, but you were on autopilot, bro. So what? But then I took it off autopilot. I was trying to turn, so we didn't hit the thing. And then they checked. He never did turn it off autopilot.
Oh, my God.
Because he was looking at his phone.
Naturally. Been there.
Literally one job.
My guy!
When you get into this, typically ships will switch to manual steering in that section. It's a little bit narrow. In there, a little skinny through there. And nobody knows. So the first mate, it was his job. There's a guy called the helmsman who I believe is supposed to steer. And there was a captain who was off duty, but ultimately he's the captain.
Sure.
They're all facing charges of injury by gross negligence. Could end up 5 years in prison, because
the
boy had his face buried in his phone.
Oh, dude.
I think we all know what the moral is here today, but that's not going to stop us anyway.
No.
Because we all do it.
No.
I'm Sarah Turney.
And I'm Courtney Nicole.
We're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, The Final Hours.
Crime has impacted both of our families, teaching us how the last conversations, the missed red flags, can change everything.
On The Final Hours, we examine the moments before a disappearance and the questions that never got answered. A podcast that puts the moments before a disappearance under a microscope.
Listen to and follow The Final Hours, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's a Toy Drive Starts Thursday edition of The More You Know. Before we go, you know all this talk about rounding up and rounding down about with pennies and all that?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you can still use pennies if you have them. They're just not making any more of them.
Exactly.
And some businesses, I kind of think, went overboard with like, oh, okay, we're going to round up or round down, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's kind of, because when was the last time you used pennies anyway?
I'm telling you.
You paid in cash anyway. The FDA, you know who gets to round down? The FDA allows any product with less than 5 calories to be labeled calorie free. So if it's less than 5 calories, they're allowed to put on the label that it's got 0 calories.
Wow.
So I'm just saying, it sounds like a bit of a ripoff, but really, if you're going to freak out about 4 calories, you may be a little hard.
Big whoop, babe. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. Back in the day when, you know, back in 1492, Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue. On his first journey to the Americas, he saw manatees, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He thought they were mermaids because nobody really knew, you know, and kind of like the internet is now, people took legends for real and, you know, they didn't know.
For sure.
He wrote in his journal in 1493 that he, in fact, saw 3 mermaids, but noted they are not so beautiful as they are said
to
be.
That's hilarious. I know manatees are so ugly, too.
Oh, I was so excited.
Little up close. Butterface.
Hey, just a guess. If you had to guess, how many pounds of avocados do you think Chipotle uses every day?
Oh, my God.
Let's take a guess.
100.
1,000?
Well, no, just 100 pounds.
Maybe now
100,000.
No, you know what? Maybe at each store. I realized if we played high-low on this, we'd be all day.
Chipotle uses 97,000 pounds of avocados every day.
Insane.
The avocado growers of the world love Chipotle. Can I tell you a funny thing?
Yeah.
I've eaten Chipotle a number of times. We'll have it at least once at Toy Drive. I don't know that I've ever been inside to get to order my own Chipotle.
No way.
Someone's always brought me Chipotle. I don't know that I've ever gone inside.
That's so funny. I used to live right next to one in LA. I used to go every day with Lisa. We loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, that's enough. More you know before we go. Toy Drive starts on Thursday. Follow us on social at 95KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Drop into my DMs if you have any questions about Toy Drive. But at this point, it's not that tough. It starts Thursday. We'll be at NV Energy. New unwrapped toys, bikes, cash, and gift cards. And quite honestly, anything else is kind of immaterial. At this point, we already have all the volunteers. We already have everything we need. We're ready to go. We're just waiting on you. And it all starts Thursday. Adrian, what you got going?
Hey, got two new episodes of Unlikely with WWE Superstars / Legend and Chelsea Green available on that free Odyssey app and YouTube, where you should go subscribe. And if you want, on social media, Instagram and TikTok specifically, at Heavyweight Radio.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H-G-O-R-D-O-N. I literally will be performing everywhere. So just follow me on Instagram, see what's going on. And then I am, hosting? It's, and I'm not even going to say it right, it's for a fan at House of Blues. It's going to be a beautiful little holiday thing happening. It'll be great. Sky Miles is singing, my queen. And Billy Gilman will be the lead singer, the star of the show, Blue Christmas at the House of Blues. So it'll be Sunday.
Yeah, and they're coming to Toy Drive this year like they always do. So that'll be amazing. Everybody have a fantastic day. You know what? There's probably one or two people that you should have called over Thanksgiving weekend. Maybe you call them today and tell them you love them, because you never know when you might not get that chance again. And be good to people. Tell them they've done good today. Find one person. Tell them they did a good job today. It's amazing for both you and for them. Believe this, great things are just about to happen. Hopefully those great things will involve Toy Drive. And know this, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Bye.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I'm Emma Grade, host of Aspire with Emma Grade, a podcast where I sit down with people who don't just dream big, they build big. From culture-shaping voices like Mel Robbins to leaders redefining success like Tracy Ellis Ross to game-changing entrepreneurs like Mark Cuban, Aspire is about mindset, ambition, and doing the work that actually moves the needle. If you're ready to raise your standards and take charge about the life and career you're building, Aspire is where you start. Follow and listen to Aspire with me, Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast available wherever you get your podcasts.